From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is denying its warplanes took part in raids against the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir ez-Zor province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on land deliveries of humanitarian aid, not the more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN is seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoy to 34 areas, including 17 besieged towns. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau criticized Syria for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys to the desperately held, rebel-held town of Diriyah.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Diriyah have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable.
Trudeau expressed concern over escalating fighting in the northern city of Aleppo with an air offensive threatening closure of a key means of getting humanitarian supplies into that city. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday in ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. The Cord opposition coalition is demanding electoral reforms ahead of next year's election, including dissolution of the IEBC, which it says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition. Christine Ombaka is a protester.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the Cord party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted.
Three people were killed in western Kenya during the last round of demonstrations, May 23rd. Attempts last week to hold talks between the opposition and government have failed. This is VOA News. At least 11 people are now known to have died Tuesday morning in Istanbul, Turkey, as a bus carrying riot police passed by a car filled with explosives and detonated. At least seven of the dead are said to be policemen. Nearly 40 others were wounded, three critically. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Previous bombings in Turkey have been claimed by Islamic State or Kurdish separatists. The European Union has urged the UN Security Council to authorize its naval force in the Mediterranean to enforce the arms embargo on Libya. It's called Operation Sophia and aimed at intercepting vessels suspected of transporting weapons to Libya. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs Chief.
Constant coordination with the United Nations to best serve our collective interest, the interest of the international community as a whole. And this is the place where international action should be discussed, decided, authorized. And I can only hope that this Council will once again do the right thing and help us make the Mediterranean a safer place for everyone, starting for our Libyan friends.
She said the operation has saved lives, seized weapons and migrant smugglers, and should bolster the new Libyan unity government. U.S. stocks closed at a seven-month high Monday after U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen painted a mostly upbeat picture of the U.S. economy, suggesting higher interest rates could follow.
If incoming data are consistent with labor market conditions strengthening and inflation making progress toward our 2% objective, as I expect, further gradual increases in the federal funds rate are likely to be appropriate and most conducive to meeting and maintaining those objectives.
However, she didn't say when interest rates would be increased. Her remarks followed a dismal jobs report Friday, showing only 38,000 jobs created in May. In Peru's presidential election, economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski holds a razor-thin lead over the daughter of imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori. With most post-polling station votes counted, Kuczynski had 50.3% to Keiko Fujimori's 49.7%. Burundian journalist Egide Indesenga of Bonesha FM has been arrested amid concerns over his possible mistreatment. The country has been in political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term more than a year ago. Indesenga's radio station has been shuttered after being accused of conspiring with generals in attempting to overthrow the president. Niger's government has vowed to retake the border town of Boso from suspected Boko Haram insurgents after 30 Nigerian soldiers and two from Nigeria were killed in battles that saw the government regain the town Friday, only to lose it again on Sunday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.